You're referring to the power of prayer, so the audience understands. You're talking about praying?
I am talking about praying. And so what they wanted to do was find a way to isolate certain characteristics of prayer so that in a scientific context you could show that there is something going on other than chance, other than belief, and show that there is something going on at a distance, what we call paranormal, that the consciousness is affecting something at the distance. And so what they did was is that they set up some experiments, not dealing with people because people were too complex to deal with at first, to deal with plant systems. And they would, for instance, they would set up things that were naturally happening in nature, for, like soybean seeds, for instance. They would take them, and they'd have people pray for the soybean seeds that were under some kind of stress, like the stress might be that they were over-soaked. They had too much moisture, so these young seedlings could not prosper because they had too much water. So a person would pray, and they would find that the result of the prayer would be that they would, the soybean seeds would give off water and move to more to a normal state. And that would be compared to a control group of soybeans that was not prayed for, that was not recovering as quickly. And over time, you accumulate the results, and you can show something's happening there.
Do you know how complex the experiments were? For example, how many people were in the groups during the prayer? Any idea?
Well, what we were doing were one-on-one experiments, one person praying for one experiment. It wasn't a group thing at
all
this
right.
point.
All right.
We were trying to show that there was a connection between the healer and the healee, between the subject, the person praying, and the object. We were trying to make this connection. And this is what we were trying to do in our simple experiments. Now, we would have other experiments with soybeans, too, where they would be undersoaked, and the soybeans could not prosper because they didn't have enough moisture, and the person would pray. And what would happen was the seeds would take on moisture from the air, and they would move towards normal as compared to a control group. Now, those are experiments that people might say, well, I've heard of things like that before. But what is interesting, like taking that example, was is that we could bring in people that were very experienced with prayer from different backgrounds, that were healers and energy people and things like that. And they wouldn't know what they were praying for. They didn't know what the need of the plant was. They knew that there was a need. They didn't know it was over-soaked, under-soaked. They didn't know what the problem was, but they would pray for it. And what we found was is that if you could set up soybean seeds that were over-soaked next to soybean seeds that were under-soaked, and you had somebody that really knew how to pray, that same prayer would help the seeds that were over-soaked give off moisture, move towards normal. At the same time, that prayer would help the other group of seeds that were undernourished with moisture take on water and move towards normal. So the same prayer produces two effects.
Yeah, I hear you. Here's a bigger question, though. We don't know the effect of the field. In other words, you might be praying for one plant or even praying for two plants, but how do you know that plants 100 miles, 200 miles, the other side of the earth, did not in also some way respond? Do we know the field of the effect of this, how direct it is?
No, I suppose the butterfly effect applies to everything. You cannot isolate thought completely. But we do have another experiment that was, in fact, a demonstration of how close you can get to isolating an effect. The Klingbeils took a mold and put it on a petri dish and put a string down the middle of it and rinsed it with alcohol, not enough to kill it, but enough to hinder it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a side A and a side B determined by the string, and a healer would determine which side they wanted to pray for. But let's say side A was the control group, but they decided to pray for side B, and they were able to show that the prayer enhanced and affirmed side B, and several more rings would grow on side B from the prayer, but side A did not grow anymore. So there is a degree to which you can isolate thought. You're not always that fortunate, but there's an experiment where you can. Now, that wouldn't mean that on some minuscule level that something else, because of the butterfly effect, isn't being affected. There's a lot of interesting guesses about that.
Well, you say that
the
butterfly effect, that refers to a butterfly flapping its wings in South America, causing a windstorm ultimately in Australia, or something like that.
That's correct.
But that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is the direct effect. If you're praying for a plant or casting out a general prayer, and it affects two plants with two separate problems, what we don't know is how far the actual field itself, what it encompasses, whether it's just going to those particular plants or it's, forget the butterfly effect, but actually its radiation is limitless and might go around the whole Earth.
Well, it could be, but there wouldn't be any way to measure that. It very well could be.
Huh.
And I would think that that would be for future investigations. But yes, what we're trying to do is find a way to measure things. That would be kind of a guesswork. I mean, I would believe that every prayer has an effect that goes on and on, just like sending out waves out goes on and on. They're saying that we could go back and trap the waves of Abraham Lincoln speaking. We could put together his speeches again if we get all his waves together.
Was there anything cultish at all about what the Klingbeils were doing? Was it cult-like at all?
It was perceived so.
It was?
It was, yes. The idea was very taboo when Spindrift started in 1969. Up until about 1995, December 1995, the idea that you could mix the scientific method with some religious concepts, with healing, with parapsychology, and come up with a combination that would be workable, and with all those combustible things working together, became an anathema to many people, and they just did not like it. I mean, church groups actually prayed against our group. People lost their jobs. We've had divorces. We've had our literature ripped up.
Wait a minute. Church groups prayed against your effort?
It's true. Yes, we happen to know. I mean, we had a flood of hate mail. It would tell us what was going on, and people would let us know, sure.
What was the center reason, the when you got this hate mail, what was it centered on, please?
I would say that it's centered on tempting the Lord, people say you should never tempt the Lord of these things, or God's power cannot be brought into the laboratory, or parapsychology is the work of the devil and you can't bring that in.
Really?
Oh, yes, and science is inadequate to measure spiritual things, and